So, just a few words about the elements, the six elements in Buddhism. I'm sure some of you, in fact, I know some of you have heard all about this already, but it's still a way to reflect and to get into Dharma practice. There's two, as far as I know, there's two main places where the Buddha talks about the six elements. And the most famous one is the Satipatthana Sutta. The Satipatthana Sutta is the main sutta where the Buddha introduces mindfulness practice. So this is quite a big kind of reference point for the six elements. And in fact, the Buddha talks about the four elements, earth, water, fire and air, in that sutra on mindfulness. And it's in the section on the body. So the Buddha's talking about becoming aware so that you can be clear in what, so that you become a clear person, you could say. And also becoming aware in order to become insightful, to see the nature and realise the nature of things as they really are. So this is the purpose of mindfulness in, as taught by the Buddha. And in the Satipatthana Sutta, in the section on the body, he brings this in towards the end, and it's quite an important part of his presentation. You'll get a bit more why in a minute, but just sort of getting into that territory, because I haven't even said much about what the elements are. But they are basic experiences of body and mind. You can almost say they're what tells us that we have a body and that we have a mind. The other sutta that I know about is the Dhatu Vibhanga Sutta, which is more specifically about the six elements. And that's much more of an insight-oriented sutta in the Pali. So the elements are earth. Earth is the experience of everything that's hard or relatively hard and solid, like the earth. It's the quality of the earth itself. It supports, the earth supports. It's like the ground, supports us. So the earth element has that quality. And it is a quality, it's not a thing. It is not the earth. It's thus the quality of hardness. So you can feel it by putting your hand against your face. You feel that earth quality. You feel that earth quality just by sitting down. You're feeling it now. It's such a basic part of our experience, it's completely unquestioned. It's part of the package of being alive in this world. It's part of the package of being embodied. So that's earth. Water is the second element, and it's the same. It's part of the package of being an embodied being in this life, and it is that sensation which is like water. It is soft, it is what we call fluid. It is resistant like the earth, but it has a different sort of quality of resistance. You can go right through it. And it has this quality of collecting together, this quality of coherence. You pour water. If you pour some water on the floor, it will go through these little cracks in the floors, and it will collect in some kind of space below, I assume, and slowly drip through the ceiling below. And that's the quality of water, and we have that quality as part of our physical body. Our body is soaked, all our body tissue is soaked in various kinds of liquid. We are liquid beings, and a lot of Buddhist practice is directed towards us accepting and realizing what is going on, and part of what is going on is this water quality in the body. It's something to be accepted, and so you might feel aversion to the water element. You might feel, the water element is disgusting, the water element is kind of icky and dirty and stuff like this. And the earth element might feel like that as well. These responses are quite interesting. They tell us something about ourselves, and they tell us something about what we need to do in our practice. Because actually, it's neither something that's... It's not like that. It's just how it is. It's how it is. We'll be going into a lot of that as we go, but I'm just introducing the elements. And the third element is the element of fire. The fact that things, our body feels warm and cold. So you can just feel that in the body. And it comes about through the nature of the body. It also comes about through eating. There's a whole process of digesting food and other processes that keep the body warm. And we depend upon warmth for life and also just well-being. You know, the elements are like that. Everything you tell you, you'll know about it. You'll be very, very familiar with it. But Buddhism is drawing your attention to them because these are the essentials of life, you could say. So the fire element, or the element of warmth or heat and cold, that dimension of things. The air element, the fourth element of air, really means everything that's moving. Like, I take off my glasses, that's the air element. There's everything in our body that is moving, like my mouth, like your body is moving all the time in small ways, even though you're sitting still. There are things going on inside, there are things going on outside, etc. So this is the air element, and obviously it includes the passage of the air in and out of the body. But the terms of the elements are more like poetic indicators of a quality that we're trying to see in our experience. So air. And also in Buddhist tradition, and actually in kind of Indian yogic tradition, there are broader than Buddhism, there are different kinds of winds or airs in the body, sort of upward going, downward going, all pervading and so on. Where am I? Air. Then there is space. The element is space. The element of space is, of course, the fact that body is... It's a container of space. It is spatial, you know, like my one finger is over here and the other finger is over there. And it's spatial. There's a spatial element. The body occupies a certain amount of space. It occupies a U-shaped space. But also, space is about our feeling of being located somewhere. So I'm over here, you're over there. This is my space. You know, and we can feel defensive about our space. If we're in the tube or something like that, we can feel that my space is being impinged upon by other people, crowding me, you know. So this is all about the element of space in our experience. It's very important. It's territory. And then the element of consciousness is the element of awareness. There is awareness. There is awareness of sounds, sights, smells, tastes, touches, ideas, memories, etc. So we tend to think that this is the most important thing, and in some ways it is very important. But it's very important to us, is this element of consciousness or awareness. And you can see these six elements visually. There's a way of portraying them in terms of the stupa. The stupa has a square at the bottom. It has not a red square like this. It's yellow. Just imagine that as yellow, and it looks like that. And above the yellow square. I thought it was a round. Yeah, there's a round one. There's a round, not red, but white shape, which is for the element of water. It just stands for it. And then above that, I think we haven't got anything triangular here, but it would be red and it would be up here, and it would be triangular. And that would be... Can anyone guess?
Fire.
Yeah, a fire element. And then above the triangular fire element, there is a kind of a crescent shape. Actually, a little bit like this. It's like a bowl in three dimensions. You can see these in three dimensions. So this could be actually a cube. This could be actually a globe or a sphere. And then the triangle thing would be like a cone. And then you have something like this. On top would be the air element. And it's pale or a delicate, better colour, delicate green, a bit like your T-shirt over there. It's a delicate green colour. And it's a crescent moon in 2D, and it's more like a bowl or a dish in 3D. And then at the top, you get a kind of a jewel like this. It's like a, I can't hold it, it's too much. But it's described as a jewel drop, and it represents the space element. It's kind of rainbow-coloured, iridescent. And it's shaped a little bit like, you know, in Google Maps, you get this sort of shape, like a drop, sort of indicating a place, a particular place on the map. Well, that's just a very good symbol, actually, because it is all about space, the space element, the location point that you are, or you feel that you are.
Google Maps.
Yeah. Well, maybe they do. I really don't know how these things come about. A lot of those guys are Indian, aren't they? Anyway. So that's the six elements, and it's just kind of a teaching. It's like a set of categories which we use to point out various realities in Buddhism. And the Buddha used them, and it's pre-Buddhist. You know, the Buddha used what was there. We have it in our tradition, in the Western pagan tradition. You have. In all, as far as I know, indigenous traditions worldwide, you have this sense of the elements. What happened in the West is that with the evolution of science from the kind of 16th century and before, actually, they started thinking in terms of fixed substances. So you have this elemental table. So the scientific 113, is it 114 elements, like sulfur, oxygen, hydrogen, we all have these little letters. HO2, for example, is the element hydrogen. Two hydrogens and one oxygen. So the scientific idea of the elements is quite different. It's about substances, whereas the more traditional pagan idea of the elements is about quality. It's about quality. So it's much simpler. It's about qualities that are included in the scientific evidence. You could say, you know, that for example, the element of hydrogen has the quality of the air element. It just has that quality. So I've talked about it in terms of the subjective inner experience of hardness, softness, or water, warmth, movement, place or space, and awareness. But Buddhism also thinks of the elements as out there as well as in here. So they make up the entire experience of the world. So if I open the window and lean out of that window, I will have a big experience of space, I think, because there's quite a lot of space out there. It's obviously out there in the roads, it's out there in the atmosphere, it's out there in the weather, if it's cold or hot or wet or dry or whatever. So in a way, this is just a way for us to relate to the world that we're in. And what is spiritually interesting about this is that it's a way of looking at our experience that highlights the changing aspect of the reality that we've been born into and that we radically do not understand. It highlights that changing aspect. As an analysis of our existence, it's very, very similar to the five skandhas, if you've heard about those. Or or the idea of nama rupa in the chain of conditionality, body and mind. The skandhas are quite a similar list. You have earth, water, fire, and air, space, and consciousness. So you have these physical aspects of your experience plus consciousness. In the five skandhas, consciousness is broken up into four different bits, and the physical body aspect has just one bit. So you have form, and you have the four mind skandhas. Which, if I remember rightly, are feeling, perceptions or recognitions, and two others which I remember later on. Right? And just quite you can actually use these two together sometimes. But they have the same kind of purpose. They just point us into the fact that things are not what they seem, and that we tend to think of things as wholes. You tend to think, oh, I am Kamala Shiva, you know. And actually, if I look more closely, it's much more unpin-downable than that. You know, there is various experience of consciousness, sometimes a good mood, sometimes a bad mood, sometimes looking at this, sometimes hearing that, sometimes remembering that. That's actually what I have. You know, that's actually what you have. That is consciousness. Consciousness is not a thing apart from those momentary experiences. So the teaching just points us into the emptiness, as it's called, or the impermanence, or the non-self, or the non-substantial aspect of our experience. So it's really, really quite radical and quite helpful once you get into it. So what can we do with these wonderful elements? What can we do with them? Well, the Buddha recommended us to use them in awareness of the body for a start. So, as a practice, say in walking meditation or just sitting with the body, with the mindfulness of breathing even, you could just look into the earth, the water, the fire, and the air elements changing. So with the breathing, for example, it's obviously the wind element or the air element, but also there's an aspect of the earth element, because you feel the touch sensation. The touch sensation is kind of a bit of a dance with the earth element and the air element. You can feel this kind of brushing sensation, and you know, you don't have to put these words to it, but somehow a more detailed awareness of the elements helps you to go into that sensation and be drawn into it and fascinated by it. I'm speaking very generally and going through things really quickly right now, but we can also use the elements, and this is how it's very often used in our movement, as pointers to insight, because we identify very strongly with these elements. We are very, very identified with our physical form, for example. We're very identified with the particular shape we are. We are very anxious about our fluids going where they shouldn't go. We are quite upset if it's too hot or too cold. These aspects of our identity are tremendously important to us. And they're often big areas of attachment or aversion, right? So reflecting on the elements is a kind of helper to point out that, hey, you could be more relaxed about some of these things because they're just the way they things are, right? So it's their insight pointers, you could say. So let's go through them very briefly. So, example, consciousness. I really feel that my consciousness is me, somehow. And we strongly identify with these random thoughts and feelings and impressions and memories coming up. And we tie the story together and think, this is me. This is my life, the myth of my life, as it were. And there's a certain truth in that. There's a certain relative truth in that. But in the final analysis, it doesn't really work like that. And you have to meditate on this. But if you meditate on that, if you don't identify quite so strongly with these with consciousness as mine, it's actually very helpful. It's actually quite freeing, and you realise, well, I don't have to do that, because doing that entails quite a lot of suffering. We can go into these things later. So yes, we identify with consciousness, we identify with space. I think you can see that when I was talking about this is my space, I'm going to feel uncomfortable if you come into my space. Now you're going to feel uncomfortable if I come into your space too much, or etc. So location, the space element, is very, very important to us. And you can see it also with the air element and the fire element. In fact, I've already talked about them just now. Okay. So they are addressed. These insight aspects are addressed through various practices. Not only the insight, but also the mindfulness practice are addressed in various ways. We have something called the six-element practice, for example, in which we go through each of the elements in turn. Earth. We reflect that there is earth in me. We don't just reflect. We do reflect, but we also actually experience there is earth in me. You know, there is hard elements and soft elements, etc., in my body. And they're just exactly the same in terms of quality as that earth element outside. It's the same sensation as, you know, the floor, etc. And reflect that at death, this element in which I call in me is suddenly going to be part of it out there, and in some way it already is, and you sort of reflect on this kind of interchangeability or identity even of the elements in here and the elements out there. So that's a meditation practice that we do, and that there are various ways to do that. We'll do that practice today at some point, and I'll show you a way we can do that. There's also the stupa practice. You can actually visualise, you know, that thing that I tried to build up there, the cushions and things. You can actually visualise that, and the visualisation gives you a kind of a visual reference point for reflecting on each of the elements. So that's helpful for some people to have a visual picture of it, rather than thinking, oh yeah, telegraph poles, roads, houses, buildings, yeah, and your mind just goes all over the place. You just have this one image, a symbol for Earth, which is this square, kind of expresses it somehow. As with all meditation, just doing something once doesn't really, you know, just introduces it. It takes a while to get the feeling of it and to see, and to find a way to work. It's like metta bhavana. You know, how many of us feel really, really comfortable and practice with the metta bhavana? It's something you learn over a considerable period of time. It's an art, really. So there's quite a lot of different variations of the stupa practice. You visualise it outside, you visualise it inside, etc. But the most important thing in all of this is the way it affects our view of reality. I've already touched upon this. The elements, reflecting on the elements, shows us that things are much more than what they seem to be. It's like a portal into reality. It shows us that our assumptions are exactly that. They are assumptions about reality. And the elements are a way to see past our assumptions about physical things, my things, and consciousness. And it's equally important that this applies not only to me and my world, but to other people. You know, if you look at other people, and we live in a world of other people, they also are not what they seem to be. And it's a way to look past and through the assumptions that we have about other people. they can change, and they are changing in various ways, in all the ways that we've pointed to just now. And there's nothing in them that cannot change. And it's such a pity very often that they do not see that, and they do not take the opportunities that the fact that they can change gives them. So in this way, I'm finishing off now. So in this way, the elements can also be a way to point us into what we call bodhicitta, or the mind of awakening with all other beings. So we'll leave that there. So a little introduction to the nature of the elements, the significance of the elements, and the application of the elements in practice.